Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And so today I was inspired to talk about the Kobe Bryant devastating loss that we experienced here in heaven on earth. And I wanted to talk about it because I know there is so many people that are experiencing this devastating shock and this devastating loss that has really brought people to their knees. And I personally remember a time in my life when the first time where I was faced with someone that like Kobe looked like he was invincible. You know, he was, he was on the top of his game and he was just beginning his life. And he had, you know, he had a love affair with the entire world. So many people loved him and he had such a great influence. And I remember when, you know, a person that was close to me that I looked up to when I lost them and death was there, it was the beginning of my spiritual journey, because that's when I actually started looking at what happens when we die. And I started asking those spiritual questions. And so I wanted to have this conversation today for several reasons. One, to, you know, pay tribute to Kobe and his family and all those people that his fans and everybody that's affected his family, the people that were on the helicopter with him that also lost their lives. There was so much loss here. There's so much. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the grief process. And I invited one of my dearest, dearest friends who is on the spiritual journey with me here on the show today. And so I'm going to introduce her to you in just a moment. But Zach, right now, I found this video on YouTube and I want us to play this. Will you play this for the audience right now?
All I can do is just thank you guys. Thank you guys for all the years of support. Thank you guys for all the motivation. Thank you for all the inspiration. I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart. And I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. No words can describe how I feel about you guys. And thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You know, it's not about my jerseys that are hanging up there for me. It's about the next generation. It's about embodying the spirit that exists in those jerseys up there and carrying this organization forward so that the next 20 years are better than the past 20 years. And that's what it's about. And then it's also about the fans. I don't think you guys understand how present you guys were with me. You know, you guys were there with me at 5:30 in the morning when I was running the track and I was midway through my workout. And I didn't know if I could make it through. And I thought about the expectations you guys had for me and you had for our team. And it pushed me through. It got me through those 800s and 400s and 100s at 5:30 in the morning. So I thank you. You know, you guys know that, you know, if you do the work, you work hard enough, dreams come true. You know that, we all know that. But hopefully what you get from tonight is the understanding that those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway, that is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that your dreams won't come true. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Mamba out.
Thank you, everybody, for watching the video and seeing this. And so As I was saying before, I invited my friend, Diane Light, she's also a colleague, to the show with me today so we can have this discussion and talk about this. Let me tell you a little bit about who Diane is. Diane has been called a free spirit for most of her life. She has a doctorate in esoteric medicine, is an ordained minister, and uses many energetic modalities as spiritual, physical, and emotional guides on her healing journeys that she facilitates with other people. She's a multi-talented master at manifesting and is known for her integrity in walking her talk. Diane currently enjoys her days working with clients to remove obstacles that keep them from moving forward. Diane has been a co-author in two of the Girl Behind the Fence series, Loneliness and Anger. Welcome to the show, my beautiful friend, Diane Light.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you. That's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that you're here because as we were talking the other day, when I had made the decision just that morning to have this show and talk about this, I invited you to be a part of it, and it was perfect that you said yes and that you were actually available to have this discussion with me. So, one of the things that I found that I saw, because on YouTube, I saw so many people all over the place, from Kobe's career, like Jerry West, Shaq, and all these big, big superstars totally breaking down, completely breaking down in tears and feeling this huge emotion, mm-hmm. right? Emotion. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I wanted to say is the hidden gift behind something like this and the influence that Kobe Bryant had on this mass awakening, this mass having so many people experience such deep shock, deep emotion, all at the same time. And even though it doesn't feel like a gift, because we're faced with so much loss and we're faced with so much grief. Right. And then especially for the people in the media industry or in the NFL and, sports industry and all of that, feeling this emotion, the power of that emotion that we all have, that raw emotion, feeling and healing, there was nothing left to do. Where I've seen the interviews and the, like Jerry West, who has been Kobe Bryant's mentor for, many years from the time he was out of high school. And he was being interviewed and he says that he can't even do anything else but cry. And he goes, and I know it's not normal for a grown man to cry.
No.
It's not normal for a grown man to cry. And when he said that, that's a gift right there, because it is normal. It's just that the conditioning of our past hasn't made it safe and normal for grown men to cry. Yes. And Diane, that's when the light bulb went off, when I was like, wow, this huge gift. I mean, first of all, it's such a huge shock. It is. And make no mistake, if I cannot imagine losing a child and losing a husband, what that is like. I just, send so much love and prayers to Vanessa and her children and the families that lost. But the impact that this had here on all of us.
Right.
That's the piece. What's your take on this emotional piece?
I was actually happened to be watching the pre-Grammys. For some odd reason, I don't usually watch television. And so that's how I found out about it. And I think somebody had texted me earlier to tell me about it. And I will admit, I'm not a basketball fan. I'm not a sports enthusiast. I'm not a sports, so I'd heard this name in passing for different things, but I really didn't know very much about Kobe Bryant, what he did, who he was. I knew he was a huge NBA star and that he he did a lot of I saw different inspirational messages that he gave, whether they were at high school graduations or I don't know what they were for, but they were really inspirational. And so I could see this really wise person, you know, using his life and changing other people's lives. But what I really saw at the Grammys was that, you know, this just wasn't an NBA player that the NBA lost, you know, I mean, he had retired, but it wasn't just that area that was affected. You know, we're at the Grammys, we're talking people who, you know, singers, we're talking writers, we're talking musicians, and they happened to be at his home, at the stadium where he played,
where he built it.
Right. And yeah. So that even brought more. And so here are these people, it's like the greatest night of their lives. They've been awarded, you know, nominated for a Grammy. And at the same time, it's like, so I watched for almost 2 hours how this emotional pull played out, you know. So I'm really happy. Oh, I know I shouldn't be, but I'm really happy. And I just watched it go back and forth, you know, that, and I know that that's trauma and that it takes some time to work through that trauma. But I think that, in thinking about it, you know, since I'm not thinking about Kobe actually in that way, but just in this bigger picture, you know, yeah. when we lose somebody, even if it's somebody in our family that does such beautiful work and their heart's open and they give so much to the people that they meet, you know, to make sense of that, why, right? Why? We need so many people like Kobe Bryant. We need so many people like John Lennon. We need so many people like all the many people that have gone before. So why? Why does that happen? And, you know, I just keep coming back to that. We just don't see the bigger picture. You know, we don't have that privilege of seeing the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And part of that bigger picture is what you just said, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. You know, we don't see the bigger picture, but, you know, here we are today living heaven on earth because heaven is a state of consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. And the earth is already here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we all have heaven inside of us, right? And we know that we're all immortals. We know that, you know, there's that cycle that is, right?
Right.
We know all of that, right? So, but I really wanted to, you know, talk about this impact and talk about the stages of grief that people are experiencing now, and that there is so much value in grieving in our humanity when we really allow ourselves to go to the depths of our being and really grieve and cry the loss of, you know, what people meant to us, what something meant to us, like processing that, the emotional processing. And that's why, you know, having coaches, having healers, having therapists, having counselors to help you move through grief, you know, to help you move through those stages is really powerful, to have a witness, to have somebody to help you move through that. You know, the grief piece is huge, and diving into the emotional processing your emotions, processing what does this bring up for you, what is this about for you, questioning why would something like this happen, and like we talked about, looking at the bigger picture, and then seeing that prior to Kobe's passing, these people that are now have been affected with this tremendous heart opening awakening of crying, grieving, that never made time for that before because they've never had that kind of experience before, not like this. So the bigger picture of what that's doing for their physical body to heal and move that energy, that emotion through, there's a lot of healing that's happening on greater levels than we even know right now. And we're still in the middle of it. I mean, this is so new. This is so
beginning.
New. It's just the beginning. I mean, you know, it's just the beginning, and there's so much. There's so much.
And I think it's really important, Cornelia, to slide in here and say that, you know, this is something that may be happening more often in our little future, because, you know, riding the waves of grief, and that's how I look at them, it's a wave, you know, so that grief will wash over you and then you go back. So I really truly believe that we can have an understanding of the bigger picture. You know, not everybody that comes to this planet and is born on this planet is born on this planet with a contract that they made before they came in that they're going to live out a full, long 90-year-old life, you know, or 600-year-old life, or whatever they can muster, you know. So there's an order here, and I think it takes a lot of faith and a lot of trust to know that there's an order here, and for me, that really helps me ride those waves of grief, right? Instead of going into the grief part of it for me, so this is just giving you and your listeners maybe a little bit different take on things. Instead of riding that grief and focusing on the loss, my energy focuses on the gratitude that this man was ever here in the first place and what he brought to us. And then what can we do with that? You know, we know that carrying on that positiveness and helping others and reaching out to children and reaching out to people. I work with older people in that are not able to get around anymore too much, you know, and I love that because it's like working with children. That's so just the other end of it, right? And so it's about continuing what he brought to us and focusing on that, not to. And I don't mean this in any way to deflect or to gloss over or to ignore our emotions. You know, when that comes up, of course, you know, ride that grief. I can't imagine, I'm like you, I can't imagine that kind of a loss. I really can't. And none of us would know how to handle that kind of a loss until we're there. Mm-hmm. But I did read something this morning and it said that, you know, Vanessa finally made a statement. And one of the statements is, you know, she would like people to stop posting things that they think they know about Kobe because it's more hurtful than it is helpful. You know, just send them some love.
Yeah. That's a really good point. And that's really what, you know, it's another important thing we need to do. The piece I wanted to bring, because, you know, I work with people in processing their emotions, right?
Right.
And
right.
So this is like such a good time to really process the emotions and not to go to the dependency things that we would normally go to, like drugs or alcohol or whatever to cover.
Right.
This is the why. And because Kobe's influence and impact has, you know, people from all over the spectrum, from young children to teenagers to, you know, all kinds of people, all kinds of races, that it's really, really important to talk about this and bring the consciousness there, you know, processing your emotions, get a grief counselor, get somebody to help you move through that, these kinds of things. I know that you help your clients move through processing, letting go of attachments, letting go of different things, right? So right. There's that. And I love when you said, you know, we need to focus on the things that he brought in. So we have about 10 minutes. I want to mention a couple things. First of all, people can look you up on Facebook. You're on Facebook, Diane Light. They can go.
A-Light. Diane. I have to put my book. A-Light. Diane. Let's put my middle initial in there.
Yeah, put the initial. So if you're looking for support from Diane, please look her up there. And if you have an elderly people in your life that need support, she's available. If you're processing emotions and you want tools, I have all kinds of free tools on my website, corneliastephanie.com. All emotional processing tools that are there free for you to use and have. If you want private sessions, you can contact either one of us. What I wanted to say, you know, when you said we don't know how long we're here, and that's also the other message, right, is that let's enjoy life now. You know, that's the thing, is we have to we really have to. This message is asking us that life is short and to, you know, live our best life
that's
now.
Right.
Live our best life now. Do it now. Do it today. And that's exactly what Kobe was about, is, you know, doing it today. And when we're looking at the life that he lived, his life he lived was some pretty good karma that was put into this incarnation. When you think about it, it's like, my God, you know, that's some good karma, good stuff that he put in there. Lots of good work that he's put in, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is a good thing to celebrate, all the wonderful things. Yeah. The other thing that really, really struck me is, and this is the thing that moved me so much, is that he had parents, but he didn't have a strong father influence in his life, because there were challenges there too. He had his challenges that he had to overcome. Mm-hmm. But how he ended up being such an amazing father to his children, mm-hmm. you know, and he was just beginning now after 20 years in the NBA and now beginning this phase in his life to show up on all his kids' games and all the different things that he was doing with his children. You know, we all deserve fathers like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's another tribute to Kobe, is hashtag girl dad. You know, I didn't have a father like that growing up. You didn't have a father like that growing up. There's a lot of people that didn't have that kind of a father that was so for you, that was so influencing you into your greatness, that was showing up at your, you know, picking you up from school, that was there for you, that was doing all of these things and all the things that he was involved in. That's so huge to have this kind of a role model as a man. And I'm so grateful for that because of the influence that he had and the respect that he had from so many of his peers and people that admired him. They say this of, yeah, he did all these great things in sports and basketball and all that. That's all good. But, you know, he was only 41. What was his life going to be like for the next 40 years? All the great things that he did there and what he was doing with us now. But
and we really don't know. The truth is just, we don't know. We don't know what would have happened. We don't know what would have happened. But we do know that this has united people all over the country and maybe all over the world, you know, united us into that one knowing, and that is life is precious. We don't know if it's short. We don't know if it's long, but we know that it's precious. And to use that time that we know we have every morning when we get up to open up our hearts and open our minds and to be in that love, because that's what heaven on earth is about.
Yeah, that is exactly what it's about. It's about being here now and enjoying and appreciating each other and enjoying and doing our best and bringing mm-hmm. our best and, you know, doing no harm to each other. Bringing that love, that unconditional love.
That's right.
Right?
When you see somebody struggling, you reach out. You know, that's what we do. Because that's what we do for each other.
Yeah.
You know, when you see somebody struggling, you reach out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Diane, I just want to thank you so much. We have about 2 minutes left. I want to thank the audience for listening and for tuning in. You know, we pray for all the families, for everyone. We send our love. We send our support, we send our good feelings, and we see all those people that are struggling supported. Reach out, ask for help. It's normal to ask for help. It's not normal to not ask for help. Ask for help.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. And thank you, Kobe Bryant and the Bryant family, for the blessings that you've brought into this life. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.